to the fourth, fifth, the fifth episode. Oh. The fifth episode of the Steam Powered.
Oh, cool, because we had one in the bag. I forgot. Shh,
shh, shh. You're letting out our secret. Mm. People don't know that this wasn't recorded 5 minutes ago.
They didn't hear what I said.
It's just us fooling around. We're just messing with your minds because today is actually March 24th. And I know that thing that you saw the other day was so amazing. That happening of that person dying or building blowing up or on this.
Are you talking about this?
No, I'm making a joke. Like,
I know you're making a joke, but you want me to come back with something, right?
No. Okay. I'm not. Nope, not wanting anything.
Want me to sit over here and shut up while you podcast alone?
If you would, that would be wonderful. Welcome to the fourth, fifth. See how I'm all lost. I'm your host, Brian, and this is
my sidekick.
Tanya Rue. You're laying on your phone. Something. You're laying on your phone.
Okay.
That's how we do. Your phone.
That just brought a picture of Kenny Powers.
I tweeted about him earlier.
Somebody said that in something. This is how we do it or something.
This is how we do it.
But not actually those words.
Oh.
That wasn't Kenny Powers, though.
It wasn't New Jack Swing? The New Jack Swing era of music?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is? Mm-mm. Do you remember, let's not even go there.
Okay.
Well, we could. Or do you want to discuss New Jack Swing music?
Why did I take my glasses off and then need them now?
Like Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis.
Talking foreign to me because...
You were making babies.
I was making babies and I didn't have time to listen to no music.
No music for you. Here we are in the camper. As you can hear, that it's a camper.
They might can hear... check this out. Wait, let's be quiet.
Oh, it went off.
Oh, damn it.
It's just the local revving of the engines we've talked about before. The house is going up, you know. I can't wait to the first podcast in the house. We might have to buy a microphone.
Microphone. That's a joke. Just between us.
Aren't they all? This is the thing we listen to and we go, I forgot when we said that. We were so funny.
I know. It's like, I'm just going to say it this way. We hang up from podcasting, you know, because everybody can understand hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we hang up from podcasting, like we're done. We hang up from podcasting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that sucked. And then we listen to it and we're like, this is some good stuff. I mean, I don't know what we're thinking when we think we're bad. We're never bad. But I have to tell you this. Can I tell you?
Is this something about...
This might be some of that news that is just...
Rocking.
Will change everybody's life.
Yeah.
What is up with Reese Witherspoon?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. She's got the cob out of her ass or something.
Oh.
She's like...
She's from Nashville, you know.
I know. I like to talk about that. She got married.
Right.
And all of a sudden now she's doing movies where she's supposed to be like the sexy person. Like she's going between two guys, whatever that movie is.
Oh, the spy movie. Yeah, Spy versus Spy.
Anybody that listens to us know that we never know really the name of anything.
Right, yeah.
But you guys do.
Yeah, it's Spy versus Spy with the...
Is that what it's called?
No, with Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that.
Yeah, Spy versus...
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, Spy, yeah.
But yeah, like, she's, like, I don't know, just, like, check her out there.
What kind of chuckas are those, though?
I don't know, but that's not how she used to dress.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. I like it, though. Yeah. Because I really like it when people get in touch with just being and not worrying about what everybody's thinking. And before, she was just so uptight. That's what it felt like.
What I like to call it is the anti-Gwyneth Paltrow. She de-Paltrowed. She de-Paltrowed.
And explain this to me.
Because I think that she's a little stuck up her ass. It's cob up her ass, Gwyneth Paltrow. I know you like her.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of anybody that...
She hasn't really loosened up on us yet. Yeah, I can see that. I can see where she knows about that, and she probably does it in her own life, but like out where we see it, she doesn't. That's where I think she be. You know what I mean?
We're talking about Paltrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she knows. She probably is loosey-goosey and has a good time in real life. But I think she portrays something else to us, and she hasn't figured out, you know, how to open that door up going both ways. We see it and she does it. I think she portrays something else to the public. But I think she knows about it. I think she gets it. She's hip. She's bohemian.
I don't know.
I think she does. Have you read The Goop?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Read any of The Goop out loud. Just out loud. Like
that, I know, but that's she does thing. A lot. Like, she encompasses, in The Goop, she encompasses a lot of different ideas from different people. She doesn't just, like, have one strict view. I know. I get where you're coming from, too, though. But I think she uses that as a platform to explore a lot of different things.
Her Goop comes off as like what Mitt Romney comes off as. Like,
yeah, like, I get that. Only you know, it's like, people with a lot of money need to subscribe. Yeah,
exactly, because he talks about stuff that, you know, like, of course, you know, and she does that, you know, like, well, you know, I just love to slum with some caviar on a saltine, you know, or whatever, or something.
Right. You know who we do love?
That girl there?
We probably love her more than anybody loves her, except for John Krasinski.
Oh, Emily Blunt, is who you're talking about.
We dig her. And I know why you dig her, because the first time we saw her in anything, she was in that lesbian movie. What was that called?
Is that on Netflix? Look it up.
Yeah, it's freebie. You try to keep those people occupied by this set.
Well, the thing about that movie is wild, because they do that thing that a lot of movies do where they get, you know, where they show you this, like, hey, here's two chicks, and there's like a little risque because one of the chicks is like in college or something, or I don't know, but then there's like this twist. It's like, oh wait,
she's Summer of Love.
She's drowning her. She's gonna drown her.
My Summer of Love is the name of that.
And that kind of takes the edge off of it, off the hotness.
Or puts edge on it.
Yeah. Kind of like, oh.
The edge off one thing, right, like, and back on another.
Yeah. It's like, wait, what are we doing here? There's another movie that does that.
Okay, here though, look.
I was just talking about
Jane
this.
She's in Jane Austen's book club. Or right. I always say that wrong. Jane Austen book club, not Jane Austen's book club.
Because like, she's right.
Dead, right. So she can't have a book club.
It's just her and some of her old
and I love that
friends.
And Lynn looked right above that, Dan in real life. Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
These are horrible.
They, in your world, yes. But in my world, no.
Devil Wears Prada, wasn't she was horrible. That. She was in The Simpsons?
Juliet Hawks. See, now you get all hot over that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the show. Romeo and Juliet. I fell asleep to that. The Muppets, which we haven't seen
because it's new. Look, she's got three in post-production that haven't come out.
Yeah. Looper, which is the sequel to Hooper. No?
Are you making that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hooper is a great Burt Reynolds film, if you haven't seen it. go out and rent it. Because let me sum up Hooper for you. They're stuntman. It's like The Fall Guy, except without all the solving of cases.
It has good people in it. Do you want to know?
Well, it had that guy that was an werewolf that killed himself.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
You're talking about Looper, not Hooper.
Right.
The sequel to
Bruce
Hooper.
Willis. Jeff Daniels. Piper Parabo, which...
You went on Die Hard? I got you. I'm with you.
Yeah. She doesn't get a lot of work, but she's cute. She's so pretty.
Click on her, because I don't know who.
You will know. She's played a lesbian before, too.
I'm not a lesbian expert. Or a played lesbian expert.
How can we say that easier?
Than lesbian?
Expert.
Oh.
Lesbian
expert. I thought you meant saying it where we don't sound like...
You're a Lexpert.
I'm a Lexpert.
You're not a Lexpert.
I'm not a Lexpert. I am.
Let's see what that movie was.
I'm not a Lexpert on anything. Or an expert.
Because I said... No, that ain't it. Is that it? Imagine You and Me. Is that the one?
Is that the Diana Ross song with Michael Jackson?
I think she's are you a Lexpert on this movie?
It doesn't look like I am. Wait, why haven't we seen that? It's 2005.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I bet it's a freebie on the Netflix. You want to see?
I don't know.
I love it that people will just sit here and let us just like look stuff up. I love that y'all
They may not be. They may have moved on.
They haven't, though. Because you know... It's us. It's going to be listening to this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we're like, oh, I'm glued to the edge of my seat.
Right.
I can't wait to hear what Tanya has to say about this.
See, we're looking at stuff that apparently maybe...
Add to DVDs. Well, it's not free on Netflix anymore, but...
We've seen it, I'm sure.
Jessica Stein, if you were a Lexpert, you would know that... It's kind of lesbian-ish. You know, she tries to be a lesbian.
Oh, right, she tries to be. Yeah.
She tries it out.
I actually like that movie.
I love that movie.
And click, go back to IMDb, because I want to see that new movie that the girl that's Jessica Stein wrote and directed.
What's her name, though? We need to find it.
Well, can you just...
Jessica Stein?
No, you could have just looked up Jessica Stein. Westfield. It's the Westfield girl.
Jennifer Westfield.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just did a little copper.
And she's dating or married to Don Draper, guy, whatever his name is. John Hammer. Hammer. Putting Hammer down.
And you're going to tell me when you see what it is. Is it Martha Speaks?
No.
That's a TV thing.
No, going down.
Why would I go down?
Oh, I don't know. Go actress. I don't know. Or writer.
Right, there you go. You're thinking on your feet.
Am I?
You're thinking on your back. Because that's all you can do in a camper.
Yeah.